themselves so high that no one else could reach to that point. When you're in love with yourself, the kindness of people is never enough. That's what will happen. And it happens every single day, because one single moment of me not being careful, that ego will jump out and will bring a lot of reasons. You remember the reasons? Which could be 12-fold, each opposite the other one, and none will make sense, but each one is good if you bring it out at the very precise moment, the moment that you choose and you like. So you will say this, you will think like that, and you will think that the master thought like that. See where it goes? Then suddenly you know everything and you don't need the master practically, because you're at the top, or that's how you believe. The master's role, first of all, is to show you your shortcomings. That's tattooing. Remember the story of the tattoo? He said, if you want a lovely tattoo, there is pain involved with each touch. So be ready for that. The same you did outside. You say, you learned some specialty as a job. Didn't you? You did it for your body, for your physical existence. Let's hear it. Yes?
You have learned a trade to earn a livelihood for the body. Set your hand to a religious trade.
This is not religious. This is the path. This is the way. Mm-hmm.
In this world, you have become clothed and rich. When you come forth from here, how will you do? Learn such a trade that after the earning of God's forgiveness may come in as a revenue. Yonder world is a city full of trafficking and earning. Think not that the earnings here are a sufficient. The high God has said that beside these earnings in the world are children's play. As a child that embraces another child, attend to the touching and rubbing, pretending to talk. Children at play set up a shop. It is of no use except as a pastime. Night falls and he comes home hungry. The children are gone and he is left alone.
You see the example. After explaining the necessity of finding a master, says make it your business to do that stuff. And business? Business is business. Even in the meaning, in the field of a spirituality, you have to absorb, you have to make something happen. This is what your business over there. And don't take it lightly. Look at the children. They pretend the life, they will make a shop, they will do this and that. But at the end of the day, they wasted the time. The life in this universe is a game. And imagine that the death is like nightfall. When you're doing something in the daytime, think about the lifetime. And think about the business of this path or religion I was talking about. That's only one stuff. It's love, nothing else. Yes?
This world is a playground, and death is the night. You return with an empty purse, tired out. The earnings of religion are love and inward rapture, capacity to receive the light of God, O you obstinate one. This vile nafs desires you to earn that which passes away. How long will you earn what is vile? Let it go. Enough. If the vile nafs desires you to earn what is noble, there is some trick and plot behind it.
This is the thing. This is the next story. But right before this, he said, there is only one element, which is the heart. Love, that's about it. But remember, you have an ego. And this ego needs a lot of burning power, food, sex, all of that. You want it. So, do you remember right at the beginning of this book, at the first paragraph, I told you that the path of the ego is the path of the donkeys. They only look for some green grass to feed on. And remember that the donkey in you is the enemy of the path. He doesn't want to come with you. He wants to go opposite way. Now here, you are going to learn more about this ego. And this is when you are being tricked. The ego will come out and will ask you to be nice. You should worry in that moment. Because if the ego is coming for niceness, that's wrong. Remember once he said, he was talking, the Prophet talks about talking with each other, consulting, and he said, oh, if there is no one and there is only this lady, consult and do the opposite. Because this cannot do that. Here, we are going to listen to a very lovely story. This story is about the Satan and Muawiyah. Muawiyah is the caliph, and Satan is sick. It happens that one day Muawiyah is sleeping and it's getting late for the prayer. So some noise will wake up Muawiyah. He looks around and says, there is nobody in the house. Who is this? Looks around, and the curtain is moving, and the Satan is behind him. Because Satan is always behind the curtain. And we ask him, why did you wake me up? He says, the prayer. He said, wait a minute. You are not supposed to wake me up for the prayer. What's the
catch?
Trouble, what's the catch? And you will listen a very long lecture. He will give a lecture, Muawiyah is there, he said, I don't believe you. He will give another lecture. He starts like this. First of all, he will say, who said I'm bad? Muawiyah will say, you're bad, I remember you did it to my dad. You made it happen. Do you remember that fruit, that game, blah, blah. He said, oh, that game you mean? He wanted it to happen, so it happened. Could I fight with him? You see what's happening. During this story, please be careful and remember that this is supposed to happen in you. So wake up as your Muawiyah and watch your Satan, which explains, first of all, denying the responsibility, pretending to surrender. Then saying that, okay, if I'm very bad, but this act is good. All the stuff that your ego will tell you. When you arrive to a decision, how do you arrive to a decision? First of all, there should be some information around. How are those information? Extremely superficial, the parrot. Because what's your information about the heart of the other people? To begin with, and that's our referral point. We cannot say that doesn't matter. That matters the most, but how do you know? Guessing. And guess what? How do you guess? Oh, depends on a lot of distorted points of your logic and mind from the culture and environment you lived in and the stuff you believed in. Secondly, how do you know what the other fellow is thinking? Normally, when the other fellow is talking, you are talking as well inside. And only by that talking language, which is full of misunderstanding and it's stuff like that. No, you just think they are like you. So if you are an aggressive fellow, you think that everybody in their mind are aggressive. Even the fellow who are not doing any aggressive, they don't want to, they cannot, or whatever. Because the only cliche you have to compare is you. Remember the parrot? That's how it starts. So you start with your imagination, which are baseless, groundless. Mainly you project yourself outside. Then, when it comes to the complexity of this relationship, because when you're looking at someone, that someone is not only connected to you, is connected to you because some other connections and all of this will create an environment. How do you react in that environment? If you're self-absorbed, everything is against you, everything is questionable. The only thing that the animal does not know how to do is surrender. To realize that, that this environment is enriching me in a way. So I could surrender to it no matter what. But the judgment of the logic doesn't let you. So you will see all the explanation of your logical ego, who could even push you towards goodness because it wants to prevent the better stuff to happen. Because at the end, how do you end the story of Moabia and Satan? How should it end? Moabia could convince the Satan, so that's no Satan. If you could convince him, it's not the Satan. Satan is not convincible, is the top. Because that's where the information and knowledge goes. So at the end, Moabia turns around and says, "Oh God, please, I cannot fight with this silly fellow in me." That's when the help arrives and Satan will confess, because the caliph will not let go of the grip. That no, confess. The confession is easy. If you were slept and you missed the prayer, you will have a very painful feeling in you, which is much better than prayer. God will pay that attention better. Why? Because this is really the passion. When you're praying, you're doing your duties. Okay, you're doing it lovingly. But that pain of, I missed something good. That's for real. That's how the logic will be transformed. Let us start from the beginning. Yes.
How Iblis awakened Muawiyah, may God be well pleased with him, saying, "Arise, it is time for prayer." It is related in tradition that Muawiyah was asleep in a nook of the palace. The palace door was fastened from the inside, for he was fatigued by people's visits.
You know what that nook word is? It's zawiya. In a corner. So, he is in a corner. Because we know that the Satan will corner him. Because Satan will find you when you are in a corner and alone. No one is around. Although he's a caliph, no one is around. Therefore, in your quote-unquote privacy, your ego starts to challenge you. When someone is around, it's not that easy to concentrate on yourself. In solitude, it will happen. Yes?
Suddenly, he was awakened by a man. When he opened his eyes, the man vanished.